I'm Andrea Chalfin with 91.5 KRCC News. Governor John Hickenlooper presented his $29 billion budget proposal to lawmakers on the Joint Budget Committee yesterday. He says some cuts are necessary to close a shortfall. 91.5 KRCC Capitol reporter Benta Berkland has more.
The state legislature is charged with writing a budget, but lawmakers use the governor's proposal as a starting point. Governor Hickenlooper's budget would increase state spending overall, but also makes cuts to close a $500 million shortfall, money that would be transferred to transportation to maintain and construct highways, and funding for K-12 schools would increase but not keep up with student growth and inflation. Republican Budget Committee Chair Kent Lambert says a new Republican Congress and president add even more uncertainty.
There'll be some changes in federal law as we go forward that we're going to have to accommodate, which may actually offer some new opportunities for more state control of programs.
Passing a balanced state budget is the only requirement of lawmakers during the legislative session. How and where to make cuts will likely be the central point between the Democratic House and Republican Senate. I'm Benta Berkland at the state capitol.
A judge says he needs more time before ruling on a proposed dismissal of charges against former El Paso County Sheriff Terry Makita and others. The Colorado Springs Gazette reports District Judge Larry Schwartz says he only just received the grand jury transcripts and hadn't had enough time to review them. The paper reports a hearing is set for mid-December. I'm Andrea Chalfin, 91.5 KRCC News.